Greetings, all my beloved friends and family out there in Christmas land. This is Patricia Corey. You're listening to Beyond the Matrix. This is the program that, I tell you, dares to get outside that box of convention and soar with eagles in the free thought zone. And I would like you to do that for just a moment, taking a pause to contemplate what this time means for us all. The winter solstice, the time of holiness of many beliefs, many systems of belief, but of course Christmas being honoring the birth of the Christed One. This is going to be a very brief announcement because I am taking this time to reflect and enjoy my family and be very festive, so I'm not doing a full program today, but I do have, of course, a few little reflections for you. Let's see. I will start with the wonderful things, which, and then I'll get on with my campaigns and concerns that I ask you to be involved with. As we enjoy so much abundance and family and feasting, always remember that so many people are out there homeless and lonely and suffering as well. So whatever you can do to share that abundance, to bring a little light into someone's life, take time to do that. Some of us or some people go out and work in soup kitchens and help and serve that way, but sometimes it's just enough to smile at someone you would have not noticed on the corner and just spread that feeling that, hey, we're all humans here and it's going to be okay. I want you to think about that always as we move through this paradigm of ever-shifting realities and things. Sometimes I refer to it as the screws tightening as we are challenged by so much that is part of us getting through, breaking through, letting go, and preparing for all that's new. I have a few things that I'm campaigning about at the moment, I guess always. I'm very concerned, as you know, about the animals, and recently I ran across something really barbaric, which is posted on my Facebook page and will soon be up on my blog. That is Ringling Brothers Circus torturing little baby elephants, keeping them in these dark corrals, and then torturing them with ropes and chains and whips to learn how to bow down to the master humans who will then teach them how to perform in the circus. I just can't stand it. I just cannot stand it. So I've started a petition. I need 100,000 aware people to sign this petition. And by God, let's bring these circus masters to their knees. Let's get animals out of the circus. If we want people, if we want entertainment, if really we have not evolved from the days of the Romans with the lions and the gladiators in the ring, let's let human beings jump through the hoops. Let's let the masters who are forcing these little babies, breaking them into submission, torture that is just beyond my comprehension. Let's turn it around. Let's make the animals the masters in the circus, the ringmasters, and let's let the humans jump through the hoops. Anyway, I go from that peaceful introduction to a rowdy call for you to please read this petition. As I said, it'll be up on my website as soon as my webmaster is back from Christmas, and you can find it on Facebook by searching Patricia Corey. There is a link to this petition. Please sign it. We need to, I will personally hand it if I have to the bosses of Ringling Brothers and start demanding that this disappear. Come on, human beings, we can definitely do better than this. So I call upon you to have an opinion about this and to help save these innocent creatures from the ruthless hand of man. We don't need to be entertained by watching animals go through these unnatural, humiliating postures while we sit in the ringside and eat popcorn and call ourselves evolved species. And, of course, that holds true for the sea circuses as well. As many of you know, I'm deeply involved with the dolphins and the whales. In fact, this year I will be starting my foundation, probably will be called whalesong.org. This will be dedicated to reuniting as much as possible all the forces that are already out there working for these beings. Some of them are metaphysically oriented, some of them are not, it doesn't matter. What we've got is fragmentation. We need more unity. We need more human beings rising, standing for the animal kingdom before we leave, they leave us, before we lose them, before so many animals go into extinction. If you want your children and your grandchildren to know what it means to witness a whale or a dolphin swimming in the ocean, please care enough to get involved. So this is a project that's going to be taking the foreground for me in 2010. Oh boy, it's going to be a busy year. That book also, the channeled works of dolphins and whales who have started speaking to me from the Syrian High Council, because if you've read my books, you know that there is a committee of whales and dolphins on the council. The name of the book is Before We Leave You, Messages from the Great Whales and the Dolphin Beings. And that will be coming out sometime in 2011. But it is let's say, the springboard for what I will be doing in 2010, committing a lot of my time to everything I could possibly do to help them, because they've called, and I hear the call. And I will call upon you as well to help. Okay, that is my plea for the moment. I don't want to flavor your Christmas weekend with anything even close to sadness, but I do call you to consciousness as we enter 2010 and people make their resolutions. And this will be the last time I speak to you in 2009. So when you do make that resolution for the next year, what you intend to manifest in this new year, please, after you've thought about your own desires and your own intent for your life or your family, take time to think about those who do not have a voice, who cannot speak for themselves. What will you do to help? There are many organizations. You can take an animal into your life. You can help a child in need. Whatever that is, please put that on your list of your resolutions for a new and better year as we approach ever more rapidly the great transitional time of 2012. Wow, 2010, here we are. Only almost 3 years from that point. Seems like only yesterday we were slipping through the millennium and wondering what that was all about. And wow, here we are, so close now. So much is happening. So much is shifting. It is just phenomenal what is unfolding at this time on our planet. So I leave you now. I leave you with just a greeting. I couldn't go the weekend without blessing you all, thanking you so much for your devotion to the earth, your friendship with me, your wonderful light working, your determination. It is a great honor to be here with you. And so to BBS Radio, to my producer Don, who diligently worked right through Christmas holidays, and to everyone out there who is taking care of family, friends, children, animals, Merry, Merry Christmas. all the best the season can bring you. Have a wonderful new year. And be sure to tune in next Saturday when I have back Andrew Bagiago, who blows my mind. We had him on a few weeks ago, and he was just amazing, talking about time travel and his experiences going through time machines, traveling to Mars. Whoa, I really want you to tune into this because I couldn't wait to have him back. So I will be there on Saturday, same time, same bat time, same bat station, and probably having felt still the traces of the bubbly that I will enjoy with my beloved on New Year's Eve. And I look forward to being with you again. So arrivederci for now. Have a wonderful weekend, completing your Christmas holiday, and be well, be happy, be free. Arrivederci, this is Patricia Corey signing out. Until next Saturday, bye-bye. Much love.